Operator?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Chuck, where'd I get you, huh?
No, I'm still at AEI, where they're...
Oh, yeah.
Sir,
well...
study of the media.
How's it going?
Well, fine. Pat Moynihan is here, and he's
good.
Participating in it, so...
Good.
I think we'll,
That's good to have a mixture of people, you know, so they can really have a balanced view of the whole thing, and then...
I think...
And they're fair-minded people, and Moynihan is going to see that we got real reaming.
Oh, he's been on our side on this subject for some time. He's pretty... He's good on this, on the media bias question. But, I volunteered to give him a few hours after the campaign, and,
I got a few, two or three of the fellows, but clearly I can't find. He's, apparently celebrating.
Well, he may well be. I would think they would.
But, Bunny Lasker said that all the TV cameras are on there at 3:20 and 3:25, and that he started to shout four more years, and they yelled four more years. And Al Garten said that, well, it was without question. He says it's a Nixon victory in the market, and I got a hold of Reagan. He said the same thing. So.
Well, you know, it's 1 week to the day, Mr. President. That's kind of a nice
mm-hmm.
second round of victory celebrations, isn't it?
That's right, because it doesn't mean much in terms of, only went up about 6 points, but breaking that sound barrier is something, isn't it? It's like the 4-minute mile.
That's right. Well, I think I think it's on a steady incline, personally. I think now the uncertainties of the election are over. They know the country's in good, solid hands. All the economic data. They should have been investing 3 months ago in the economic
I would think so, yes.
News.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you something. Is Cleary a possibility, or would he consider the commerce job?
That's an interesting thought.
Why don't you explore it with him?
Right.
He'd like to be asked, I'm sure, in any event. He probably figures that he's got, you know, right at the height of his career and all that sort of thing.
Well, he is, of course, and he's so entrenched in that organization. That
yeah, I know.
I mean, he's got...
But what I was thinking of, if we could, I'd like to get a good, frankly, if we get a Catholic businessman in that job, that would be a very good place to have one, you see?
Sure would.
In balance.
Another possibility, Mr. President, that I didn't think to mention to you last night, but it's a damn good one, is that John Collins, the former mayor of Boston somewhere, is one hell of a guy.
Could he do that job?
Oh, yeah. He's, Collins is a fellow who could do damn near any job. I just think he's...
But does he have business? Does he know commerce and that sort of thing?
Well, he's a consultant to a number of businesses. He's in a couple himself, small ones.
Is he a lawyer?
I don't think he is.
That's all right.
He's the president of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce this year.
That's great.
Well respected in the Boston business community. The Boston businessman, that's the reason he had a falling out with the Kennedys. The Boston businessman considered him the best mayor Boston had ever had. Because he was kind of tough. He was.
All right. There's a good possibility. Good possibility. We'll put that in the back of our minds as one. You're rich your life.
I think he, frankly, would have more...
More stroke than the other fellow, I agree.
More stroke than Cleary with the business community.
Yeah, yeah. And he's also got the political sense and savvy and so forth.
Boy, he sure does. Ken Lyons was in today, you know, the late...
Yeah.
Was. And he said, you fellas can't appreciate what Collins did. He said, with his crutches, he's, of course, a polio victim. He went all over the place. He said he was on television. He raised $14,000 more than he spent and returned it to... national headquarters for Democrats the next, and he said nobody's ever done that. He said he had people out working, and he said the guy is just a spectacular organizer and mean and tough.
All right. This sounds like a good...
Well, I was thinking of him as a fellow that should be thought of for someplace.
But why not commerce?
Might be damn good at commerce.
See?
Also, of course, he's had academic background. He's
a
well-rounded fellow.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's... I think that's the better chance. That's the better chance, right?
I could,
yeah.
I could probably make us a lot of points with, by just exploring a fellow like Cleary, because he's,
Yeah. Well, handle it that way in a very low-key way with him, but I think Collins is the better bet of the two.
Yeah, I think he is from a standpoint of getting a job that you want done. He's just, Collins is the kind of fellow you'd love to hand him a job.
And it also shows that we don't, punish mess. Massachusetts.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, you don't want too much of the Northeast either.
That's all right, though. That's all right. He's more middle America, really.
Oh, he really is. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Would stick it to Kennedy in a way.
Sure.
Bringing the former mayor of Boston right in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's one.
Well, anyway, that's a good one to have in mind.
Yeah,
but you see what I have in mind. I think we ought to have both that and labor. We could put get a good balance there.
Yeah, I think you.
I understand that according to Holloman, Meany says he didn't want a labor leader, and that's obvious because he doesn't want anybody but him to be the labor man. But that's we can't follow his advice on that sort of thing.
Well, that's the reason you're getting that, Mr. President. I know the background of that. Anybody that is put in there is a rival. And,
that's right, I know.
What he would like is a lawyer.
Yeah, that's why he's for Dunlop.
Who could control, yeah. Oh, sure, my God.
And Allen would never take him.
Well, I think the symbolism of that would be a disaster.
Oh, I would never do it, never.
Of course, the other problem we have is whoever, and this is a real tough problem, is to ride that fine line between Meany and Fitzsimmons. You know,
I know.
They're going to be...
Well, we'll try to ride it, but if we have to lean, we're going to tilt toward Fitzsimmons.
Well, I think that's the right decision, Mr. President, because Meany won't be here 4 years from now.
No.
And although his neutrality was terribly important to us.
That's right. That's right.
We're guys who went out and worked their fannies off. Or
that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
It really counts.
You know, I was thinking of one other thing on the... I was looking at the Star, looking at the McGovern interview. It really was a shocking damn thing where he said the country lost. And
it's unbelievable.
And I rather think that, I don't want it done from the White House, but I mean anybody like Ziegler or something, but I think somebody like Goldwater or something ought to stomp on him on this, or what do you think?
Well, that might be a good idea. I'd like to build him up at the moment because...
yeah, that's right.
Maybe that builds him up to stomp on him because the longer he stays in power... and runs things, the better
for us.
And you know, the fighting that is going on in that party right now, Mr. President, is just it's just beginning, but God, it is going to be blood.
Good.
I mean, here's the sissy Farenthold,
yeah,
the gal from Texas, who said that if Westwood is dropped, that what it means is that Straws is back in, which means that Connally is back in the Democratic Party, which means that the Republican Party will have taken over the Democratic Party.
Good.
You know, Democrat Party. Jesus,
that's good.
They're going, you know, they're just going at each other.
Good.
Hammer and tongs.
Yeah.
And I love to see it continue. I really do.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just best to let McGovern build himself up a little.
I'm not so sure that Goldwater attacking him might just build that up. That might be fine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'd love to do is to figure how to keep them... fighting with each other.
That's right.
Goldwater attacking him rallies people behind McGovern.
Yeah. Good. Well, think it over, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll do it.
Fine, and we'll check the Collins thing.
Yes, sir. Fine. Thank you, Mr. President.